USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Chamber of Commerce has had a chance to peruse some of President Biden's social spending bill. Neil Bradley, the Chamber's chief policy officer, offered this. We have the highest inflation in 31 years. Employers are struggling to fill a record number of job openings, and the current draft uses gimmicks to cover up the spending. It's being reported the middle class will be hit the hardest for paying the bill on Biden's bill. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will hold a virtual summit on Monday. The meeting would come as U.S. and China have been clashing over Taiwan and human rights abuses. The Chinese embassy Tuesday expressed China's willingness to enhance exchanges and cooperation. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday stopped congressional investigators' access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6th. A hearing on the matter is set for November 30th. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Another person has lost their life from the Astroworld concert stampede.
A Texas A&M University student is the ninth person to die after last weekend's Astroworld Festival. The featured headliner was Travis Scott. 17-year-old Gabriella Simeone told how she was pinned to the ground with people piling on top during Scott's performance.
I started screaming, crying, like I can't feel my leg, I think my leg is broken.
Police calls began pouring in, describing the chaos.
There's a lot of people trampled and they're passed out at the front stage.
The latest victim, Bharti Shahani, succumbed to her injuries. Her father had a message to those investigating what happened at the concert.
Please make sure that she gets the justice, and I don't want somebody else's daughter to go like this.
A criminal investigation is underway, and several lawsuits have been filed against Travis Scott, who organized the concert. Scott claims he didn't know the severity of the situation and is pledging to cover funeral costs. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The most explosive political topic in the 2016 presidential election was Russiagate. The now-proven lie claimed President Trump had secret ties to the Kremlin. The false narrative was used for years against 45, to the point where California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff had the Steele dossier entered into congressional record. Now the John Durham investigation, with the indictment of former Hillary Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman and the indictment of Igor Deshenko, suggests the Clinton campaign was paying for misleading political narratives. Congressman Devin Nunes, the Republican from California on Newsmax.
This was their narrative. They paid for it. This wasn't just some Brookings Institution Russian national. This guy was getting information from a Clinton operative. And so that was one of the missing links that we had. We knew it was completely made up. We knew the FBI was in on it. We knew the Clinton campaign was in on it. We had built a circumstantial case for that. What Durham has now done is he's been able to bring in email, phone calls, communications, payments, and it's put all this together. So I doubt that the Democrats in this country are ever going to take responsibility for this hoax that they've hoisted on the American people for years. But also, Durham continues to have a huge responsibility on his shoulders, because if he doesn't get to the bottom of this, every day that goes by, the American people are losing trust in our own Department of Justice and the FBI. It's unhealthy for a Democratic Republic, and quite frankly, it leads to instability.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.